Hundreds of Texans suffer carbon monoxide poisoning in efforts to stay warm during winter storm. By Ildefonso Ortiz on February 18, 2021. Power outages have generated hundreds of cases of carbon monoxide poisoning as Texans turn to running vehicles and wood fires in homes to stay warm. A dramatic case took place in the early hours of Wednesday when Houston police found a woman and child dead from carbon monoxide poisoning after using a running vehicle in their garage to stay warm. As Breitbart Texas reported, law enforcement officials near Houston also found families burning charcoal indoors. Midwest officers and HFD were dispatched to 8300 La Roche on a welfare check. Upon making entry, they found two adults and two children affected by carbon monoxide poisoning. The adult female and female child did not survive. The adult male and male child were transported. pic.twitter.com/fia63dsclq. Houston Police, at Houston Police, February 16, 2021. While Texas officials have been sending numerous messages on social media, television and radio, those without power have not been able to receive that information ahead of time. Winter storm safety reminders. As winter weather continues and with many Texans still without power, please share these winter safety and energy conservation steps. Check for local alerts and follow guidance from local officials. Call 211 for local services. #TexasReadyPic.twitter.com/DZMWM1LC9R. Texas DSHS, at Texas DSHS, February 17, 2021. According to the Houston Chronicle, firefighters and hospitals in Harris County handled more than 300 cases of non-fatal carbon monoxide poisoning. Texas State Representative James Tolarico, D. Round Rock, claimed on social media that people were burning furniture for heat and melting snow for water. Texas is experiencing a humanitarian crisis. People are burning furniture to heat their homes, melting snow to flush their toilets, risking carbon monoxide poisoning to protect their children. If Texas was a country, we would call it a failed state. #Xledge. James Tolarico, at James Tolarico, February 17, 2021. Official figures as to casualties or fatalities have not been released by the state as of press time.